Tens of thousands of demonstrators are gathered in Rabin Square in central Tel Aviv to protest against the nation's state law. The protesters are a mix of Arab Druze and left-wing Israelis. They are demanding equality. There are chants that Prime Minister Netanyahu should go. On the edge of the square, Ayat Salameh is dressed in black with a white headscarf loosely on her head. Ayat is from the town of Yarqa in the Galilee, where the majority of Arab Druze live. She has two sons serving in the Israeli army.
I came here to express my love and my belonging to the state. I will not let go of this. I came here to say that I'm equal, just like everyone else in the state, and I say this with all the love for the people of Israel. It doesn't matter the sect or religion or color or ethnicity. We must live together in love and equality. We will not let go of the equality.
In the middle of the packed square, a man in his 40s, surrounded by protesters, has a sticker on his shirt that reads, "Israelis are all equal." Samih Kayouf is also a Druze, but from the town of Essefia. He did military service 2 decades ago, and his son is currently serving in the Israeli army. Samih's sticker sums up how he feels about the new law.
The proposed law by the Prime Minister is not acceptable because it does not give us all of our rights. It keeps us without justice in this state. We've been living here before the Jews arrived here, and we have rights just like they have rights. We serve in the army just like they do. We do not want a law especially for us, but we want to be just like the rest.
On the other side of Tel Aviv, close to the coast, is Tamar Zandberg's office. She's leader of the leftist Meretz party. Meretz voted against the nation state law.
Of course we voted against the nation state law. This is painful and humiliating. There are voices against it all around the world. I see the last few weeks as a huge protest against government policy in all areas. The laws it's passing, its politics. This government is against all that is important for most Israeli citizens, such as Arab and Druze and many Jews who feel equality is important to them.
The uproar has prompted the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to intervene. He's proposing an additional law that reinforces Israel's acceptance of the Druze.
The state of Israel is the nation state of the Jewish people with equal rights for all. The feelings of our Druze brothers and sisters touch my heart, and there's nothing in the law that harms the special status of the Druze community in Israel. The people of Israel, and myself among them, love and appreciate you.
But Netanyahu is resolute about the nation state law. It will not be amended. Back in Jerusalem, Yamin Zidane is negotiating his way through the busy Qalandia checkpoint that separates Jerusalem from the West Bank. He's among a growing number of young Druze who are refusing to do military service. Yamin says Israel is not a state that treats its citizens equally.
I mean, we aspire to live in a civil state, not a religious state. And this law asserts that Israel is nothing more than a superficial democracy. It's not a real democracy, because a real democracy is based on justice, and justice is based on equality, and there is none. And this law tears down equality.
At least 6 petitions have been filed to Israel's High Court against the nation state law. But for the time being, draft dodgers risk prosecution by an Israeli military court and jail terms of up to 1 year. Ibrahim Husseini, RFI, Jerusalem.